3/8-inch end mill, which is just like a drill bit, but instead of cutting straight down, it can also cut on the sides, removing quite a bit of material as we carve out the inner portion of the gearbox. In order to help with the cutting and prolong the life of our tools, we are flooding the workspace with coolant. If the bits get too hot, they might break or warp. And if the metal we are cutting gets too hot, it kind of starts melting into itself and stops cutting cleanly. So the coolant is pretty important. The white, milky coolant also helps move the chips away. After hitting the workpiece, the coolant flows down into the base of the Tormach and then gets recirculated through the pumps over and over again, just like the liquid cooling in a computer or a vehicle, all while the metal shavings get caught on a mesh so they can be pulled out and recycled later. With our inner cavity and gearbox milled out, our tool starts milling out the outer edges, revealing the exterior shape. The 1100MX is revealing the structure of what we digitally programmed it to do. Milling is a lot like archaeology if you don't think about it very hard. So remember, I'm not a professional in any of this, but that thing does look pretty darn amazing. You can see the tool paths all being CNC'd out of the metal. This used to be a solid block, and now we have room for some gears. If you notice, these markings are the same milling patterns we see inside of cell phones. Since most smartphone housings are very precisely milled to the exact specifications, using similar machines to this one, just much tinier tools. Now that we have the shape more or less in place, we have to switch to a smaller end mill so we can get more of the detail milled out. With the parts milled, drilled, and tapped, we can remove the part and flip it over so we can complete the backside. This is where things went a little haywire, since our clamping and fixturing game isn't quite optimal just yet. It took us a few tries to get this right. Now that we have the material set and clamped, throw on a new end mill, and it should just trim off around the edges. Gotta get those clamps on there. Dang, could have been worse. Could have been worse.
Round two.
We gave up trying to clamp the workpiece directly and instead made a fixture plate with some Mighty Bites, hopefully getting a mightier bite on the gearbox.
But it should work this time.
Oh, that scared me.
When in doubt, just get a bigger vise.
Now for second try.
Finally, combining a new massive vise and the fixture plate as our reference point.
Whoa.
With some absolutely delicious resonance frequencies,